You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Whenever people gather, ideas seem to flow more freely when they take place around a table that includes some refreshments. This was part of the idea behind a tea party or a salon, where a witty host brought together friends for art appreciation and clever conversation. One notable series of salons took place about 100 years ago in the Parisian home of poet Gertrude Stein and her partner Alice B. Toklas. You may be able to quote a line or two of Stein's poetry and perhaps associate Toklas with pot brownies, but their Saturday salons remain famous in art and literary circles. And that's why they're currently being reimagined at the Bancroft Library on the UC Berkeley campus in an exhibit called A Place at the Table, a gathering of LGBT text, image, and voice. KALW Stephen Short had a conversation, minus any light refreshments, with Martin Meeker, Interim Associate Director of the Bancroft's Regional Oral History Office.
Alice B. Toklas and Gertrude Stein were actually both raised in the San Francisco Bay Area, but by different means found themselves in Paris together at the same time. It was about 1906, 1907, shortly after the earthquake and fire. And Gertrude Stein was living there with several of her siblings. And Alice B. Toklas had traveled to Paris with her friend Harriet Levy, who was also a San Francisco woman. And one day they just said, let's go over to see the Steins. At this point in time, Alice B. Toklas had no idea who Gertrude Stein was. She wasn't a well-known published author or convener of a salon. And so she went over to the Steins' apartment in Paris and was immediately impressed with this remarkable woman, both her physical stature, the way that she commanded a room while mostly being silent, and just her remarkable appearance. And from that day on, Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas had a connection. Later on, they would basically join forces, move in together, and Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas would host this salon that has since become quite famous in the annals of American and French literary and artistic history.
People know each of them as writers, and we have an interesting item here today. You have found an interview from 1952 that was conducted by Roland Duncan with Alice B. Toklas, and this is a chance to actually hear her voice. So you were just talking about how they met, but let's go to that tape where Alice actually talks about her first impressions.
She had a certain physical beauty and considerable, an enormous power. She sat there and said nothing, as usual. She didn't talk until she commenced to talk, you see. And she sat there and smiled a little bit, just a small smile. And she had these such wonderful eyes, and that impression of eyes.
That was the voice of Alice B. Toklas talking about her first meeting with Gertrude Stein. So this is almost the lost tapes, as it were.
These are the lost tapes. Like I said, very few people knew about it. Very few people have looked at it. And I was amazed when I picked up the tapes and started listening to them and reading the interview to correct it, reading the transcript to correct it. I was amazed about what a phenomenal, lively, sometimes combative, always opinionated, and rather amusing personality Alice B. Toklas was. Alice B. Toklas, it's always Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas.
She's definitely in the shade of Stein.
Yeah, she remains in the shadows of Stein. I mean, you get that actually in the Woody Allen movie that came out. She answers the door, and that's her only appearance in the film, whereas Gertrude Stein obviously plays a more prominent role. And so this interview really brings her out of the shadows. It shows her to be every bit Gertrude Stein's equal and partner as an intellect, as a unique personality.
Now, at the center of your exhibit, you have a little ceramic pot, a teapot, as you would have at a salon. Now, how is it that you've got this teapot at the center of this exhibit?
Well, sure. A couple of years ago, when Bill Benneman came to me and suggested that we curate a show at the Bancroft Library, really the first show exhibiting their materials related to the history of sexuality, he said one thing that we have to have in this exhibit is a teapot that was once owned by Alice B. Toklas. It's a small white porcelain teapot, and as it happens, it is still filled with rose petals from Gertrude Stein's rose bushes that were growing in their summer home in southwestern France. And if you open up the little lid on the teapot, this amazing aroma of roses comes out. It's probably not the original rose petals with aroma, probably assisted by some perfume added later on. But it definitely brings you back. It's a remarkable item that really becomes the centerpiece of this exhibit. And as we were thinking about, placing this teapot at the centerpiece of the exhibit, we said, well, perhaps we should have Alice B. Toklas and Gertrude Stein host a tea party. And they said, well, of course. They convened a famous salon. And so really the exhibit is trying to create an imagined salon. The only people who could obviously attend Stein and Toklas' salon in Paris were those people who were alive and in Paris at the time. But with the exhibit, what we've tried to do is we've created an imaginary salon.
Have you given any thought to how Ms. Toklas and Ms. Stein would feel about this salon, this particular one, with all these, if these people came about?
Yeah, it's really unique. I certainly hope that they would feel at home. Actually, the design of the exhibit itself, we've tried to recreate a more domestic atmosphere. The colors are very sort of saturated colors of the late 19th and early 20th century. There's a little viewing lounge in the middle of it that's kind of set up like a living room. So again, we tried to physically make it welcoming and comfortable, which is somewhat different maybe than a lot of exhibits that you'll see. As far as the content, I think that there's some things that they would find fascinating and appealing. But I have no doubt that given their strong opinions about art and literature, they would probably object to or simply not be interested in a lot of the items in the mm-hmm, exhibit mm-hmm. as well. I think that that they were obviously quite interested in the fine arts. They were interested in avant-garde. They were interested in pushing the boundaries. We were also interested in not only the avant-garde, but the regular, the commercial, the everyday. And so we have comic books there. We have postcards. We even have an album of paper doll cutouts so you could dress your drag queen paper dolls. And so I think that maybe Alice B. Toklas and Gertrude Stein would sort of scoff at that a little bit. But I think that they would be intrigued, for instance, by the first edition we have of Allen Ginsberg's Howl, or some of the rare lesbian feminist poetry from the early 1970s that we have on display.